Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It had been one drawn-out Advent season for Zechariah. Not only was it long, it was silent. And the silence was imposed by the Lord God himself. For 9 mute months, he waited for fulfillment of the word of the Lord spoken to him by the angel Gabriel. Just as God had kept his promises to Abraham and Sarah, so he demonstrated his faithfulness to this old priest and his wife in bringing forth a son from Elizabeth's barren womb. Even at John's birth, Zechariah must keep his joy to himself, for his mouth is still closed and his tongue restrained. Then on the 8th day, circumcision day, God opens Zechariah's lips, and Zechariah's mouth breaks forth with praise. It is as though the whole of the Old Testament, pent up within Zechariah's heart in 9 months of silent waiting, now comes to expression, explodes forth in the song that the Spirit gives him to sing. For 9 months, his lips were sealed. He could not chant the Psalms or pray the prayers. Those sweet words of the Torah could not roll off his tongue. Now the Spirit breaks the silence, and Zechariah is no longer quiet. He blesses the God of Israel in his hymn, as his hymn rehearses the holy story of the Lord visiting and redeeming his people from bondage in Egypt. He sings of David and the strong horn of salvation that God has raised up in his house. He chants of the holy prophets who have been since the world began. He proclaims the oath that God swore to Father Abraham, the holy covenant that God will never erase from his memory. Zechariah's song does not end in the Old Testament. He sings of his son, that little boy with the bloody mark of the covenant freshly cut in his flesh, that little boy that we will come to know as John the Baptist. The Benedictus, Zechariah's hymn, begins in the Old Testament, but it ends in the New Testament. Just as John the Baptist stands with one foot in the Old Testament and the other in the New, so Zechariah's Benedictus is the bridge between the Old Testament and the New Testament. It charts the way of Advent. The foremost preacher of Advent is John the Baptist. We may not come to the joy of Christmas except by way of John the Baptist. We do well to hear him, for he is, as Luther says, an image and a type and also a pioneer, the first of all preachers of the gospel, because he points to Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is a prophet, and yet more than a prophet. He is the voice of prophecy brought to a single point of light that is focused on Christ alone. John did what all preachers are called to do. He prepared the way of the Lord. He announced the coming of the King and his royal kingdom. In the words of the fourth gospel, John bore witness of the light that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. John's whole life would be spent in the ministry of Christ. Of him, John would say, he must increase and I must decrease. So it was that as the brightness of Jesus Christ, the Son of Righteousness, the day spring from on high, dawned on this sin-darkened world, John faded into the shadows. That was just fine by John. He had no need to call attention to himself, to gain any kind of personal prestige or prominence. He was willing to be spent and consumed for the sake of making Christ known. His career took him to the wilderness, and that career would end in jail. He never wrote a gospel. He wasn't an apostle. He didn't live to be an eyewitness of the resurrection. Herod would see to that. John was content to play the part that was given him. A prophet like Elijah, who would go before the Lord to prepare his way. Zechariah sings of what his son is given to do. And those words of Zechariah's song now applies to us, who, like John the Baptist, are called to be preachers of Advent, called to prepare the way of the Lord in the wilderness of this dying world, called to preach repentance, administer baptism, called to preach Christ, giving people the knowledge of the forgiveness of their sins by proclaiming the tender mercy of Mary's Son, the one who bore our sin and was crucified for us. We are called to bring the light of Christ to those whose lives are overshadowed by death, and we are called to guide their feet in the way of that peace which the world cannot give. God grant that these days of Advent might prepare us for such work. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.